Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning. Wednesday, October the 18th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour. And we have got a whole lot to talk about here this morning. And again, I thank legendary Cubs baseball broadcaster Harry Carey for being on with us in hour number one. 25 years he's been gone, so we thank Ken Cervera for being our Harry Carey impersonator this morning. But really, he's more than that. He really embodies Harry Carey, and it's a lot of fun to have him on. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, 740-751-4038. Well, I'm going to give you a quick update on things that I've been talking about all week, and then we're going to go into some new stuff because we've got some interesting things to talk about here this morning. Pumpkin pizza coming up on October the 27th. Bob Welch from Columbus, Ohio is coming in. Pumpkin pizza, candy pizza, and a special gift. Well, we're already getting a phone call. Let's take the phone call here right off the top, and then we can come back with this momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. This is Charlene.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Is it okay to come and get those? Do you have them at that station, or?
You know, I don't have them with me, but tomorrow from 10 to 12, they will be there.
There'll be somebody at the one on Prospect Street?
Yeah, on Prospect Street from 10 to 12.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Again, phone lines are open. Now, I got to remember to take that in. Now, remember, what Charlene was talking about there is we got a card. It came from Florida, a listener in Florida, and it said the front of the envelope says, "For some special ones, have a great day." Now, I told a story this past summer about being at a yard sale, the Grandview Yard Sales, and I was talking about how I'd ran into two of our most devoted listeners, which I certainly do appreciate, and how one of them had gotten to go to a lot of events from this station, winning prizes from this station, and that her son had autism. And I think that's pretty well all I said was what we had talked about at that particular yard sale. And about a month ago, here this card shows up from Florida, and I don't want to say what's in here because, you know, that's not my personal business, but it's for that person, and thank goodness I ran into her yesterday, and I'll have this at the station tomorrow. I'll remember to take that in so it can be picked up. So that is how that all falls out. But pumpkin pizza coming up on October 27th. I still don't have a succulent, although the person says that it does exist. I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. I still have not ordered my Studebaker radio. I must have terrible guilt about ordering that thing over the bracelet or necklace, but that's the way it goes. Pastor Craig's new show kicks off this coming Friday, 1:15 p.m., right after all our other programming on Friday morning, Study His Word. Look for that coming up this Friday. Sweetest Day coming up, remember, has nothing to do with romance. Started in Cleveland, Ohio, just to sell candy. Originally called Candy Day. My hair apparently could be dyed neon green here before long. Won't that be exciting? We're all excited for the big neon green look that apparently I will be sporting for the holiday season. Any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. All right. On the front page, and again, I don't know if it's on the front page of the actual Marion Star today, But it certainly is on the internet today, on the front page of the internet, Marion Star. And here's the headline for you if you haven't seen it yet. IRS fines Marion $196,972 for failing to file health insurance information form in 2020. All right, so there you go. The city of Marion is facing yet another financial setback, this time in the form of a steep penalty imposed by the IRS for failure to file a required form. So, according to an ordinance that Auditor Miranda McGinnis submitted to the Marion City Council Finance Committee, on October the 12th, the IRS has fined the city nearly $200,000 for failure to file and failure to furnish Form 1095-C for fiscal year 2020 when Robert Landon was the city auditor. Additionally, McGinnis submitted an ordinance to the Finance Committee seeking $20,000 to pay the law firm, for specialized services associated with federal tax law to pursue other federal appeals. Lawyers aren't cheap, $20,000. Form 1095-C is about, according to the IRS, it's applicable to large employers. Those with 50 or more full-time employees, like the city of Marion, are required to send a 1095-C employer-provided health insurance offer and coverage to certain employees. So that's the form that didn't go out. And now the IRS is fining Marion City nearly $200,000. Now, this is for year 2020. And apparently, when our current auditor was asked about, has it been filed since 2021 and 2022, she said she'd have to check on that. So, there you go. Any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'm not even really sure what you can say about this at this particular time. Apparently, this goes back to the Robert Landon as auditor era. And I don't know how long these things are going to keep coming out, but $200,000 I would not think is a small amount of money. $196,972 for failing to file health insurance information in 2020, costing the city of Marion this money, and at $20,000 for an attorney to help try to get some of this forgiven. So that's well over $200,000. Does anybody have a take on this? What's going on? Why it's going on? Why we are where we are? Does it really all just boil down to qualifications? Is that what this has all been about? The thing about this article that's fascinating to me is that when our current auditor was asked if the forms were filed in 21 or 22, she didn't know. Now, I'm not saying they weren't, but the fact that she didn't know it probably is not a good sign. Now, maybe they were. Let's hope they were, because another $200,000 fine I don't think would be very good. But I don't know. Is there anybody who at this point knows how to be the auditor? I mean, I really don't know. Can't you call and ask questions of somebody? Couldn't you call the state? I mean, I think I talked with Mary Ellen Withrow once about this, about how did she learn how to be treasurer? What did she do when she was in a bind? And I think she said she called the state, the Attorney General's office or something like that. I don't know why things like this are continuing to happen. But every few months we seem to get a story like this, and it just doesn't go over very well. And hopefully we hear very soon whether these papers were filed in 21 or 22. Does anybody have any thoughts on this before we move on to the next thing here? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. this becomes an issue as we head into the fall, because when we have our big elections here, local elections on November the 7th, our current auditor, Miranda McGinnis, is unopposed, so she's going to be back for another term, and we are going to get a new mayor after 16 years, and as we have said before, neither of these mayors have had, or either of these candidates have had, legislative experience in city government. And boy, this stuff keeps piling up. You know, we talk about the new mayor's salary being $120,000. Well, boy, right here is a whole year of the Marion mayor's salary. If it were $120,000, just in a fine to the IRS for not filing a form. Do you think there needs to be better communication in city government? Or is this all one person's fault? You know, those seem to be the two schools of thought. And I'm not going either way here, but is it one person's fault? Is it a lack of people talking? We talk about government oversight, checks and balances. Are there checks and balances in city, at least the city of Marion's government? I mean, at this point, where are we? Okay. Anybody else can weigh in on this now. 26 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know what's astonishing to me is that, you know, we have school levies and we have bond issues and we have things like that, and it's hard to get those passed. But yet, a fine, $200,000, nothing you can do about it except try to appeal it. And you spend $20,000 on an attorney just trying to appeal it. Can you imagine what could be done with $200,000? Can you imagine what could be done for $20,000? Just the amount to pay the attorneys. I mean, I think that's the real problem here on the whole. Is this money is going out, and, you know, what could have been done? Where could this money have gone? Could it have done some good? I don't know. I just know that people who continue to read these stories cannot be very happy at all on the whole. I would say that. But, again, that's just my opinion. Do you have one out there? 740-751-4038. Don't hold back if you have an opinion on this. It's interesting because we had a conversation not too long ago about, is this the current auditor's fault? Should she take all the blame? Does it go back to Robert Landon? Does it go to the mayor? Does it go to the city council? Where does it go? And is it even a time for blame? Or should we just all say, well, you know what? I think we just need to do something. I don't know. Again, phone lines are open if you have anything to say about this. 740-751-4038. Has anybody else read this story this morning? Does anybody else care about something like, maybe nobody cares? I mean, I don't know. People, I think, sometimes get oversaturated with what's going on in the government, and maybe they don't care that things like this are going on. Politics has become such a particular thing that people do not want to talk about. And maybe this is just something that people don't want to talk about. Maybe it's just the way it is. But, again, the fine this morning on the Marion Star website, IRS fines Marion $196,972. For failing to file health insurance information form in 2020. So there you go. 740-751-4038. If you have anything to say, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. Okay. Well, let's move on to the next subject now. Now, this is not so Marion related, but it's kind of interesting that this came up yesterday. I've been talking for quite a while now about a book that I have written which I don't think it's a tell-all book. I don't think it really is, but I think it just tells the truth of some things about people that I knew and also my life. Well, apparently tell-all books have become the thing now. And Jada Pinkett Smith, I think is her name, Will Smith's wife, has written a tell-all book talking about how she and Will Smith have really had no marriage since 2016, so on and so forth. Well, yesterday, Britney Spears got in on the action, and the book is not out yet. The Britney Spears book is not out. I don't think it comes out until November, but apparently, part of it was leaked out yesterday, and I guess Britney Spears had an abortion. She reveals this in the book. Britney Spears had an abortion sometime between 1997 and 2002. She mentions it in the book. And the way she mentioned it is what's kind of interesting. Apparently, she was dating Justin Timberlake, big star at the time, still a big star. And apparently, she got pregnant. And in the book, I guess she says that he did not want to be a father. So, she had the abortion. And apparently, she did not want to have the abortion. She wanted the baby, but he did not want the baby. Now, I don't know if it gets any more tell-all than that. Here's why this is interesting. Because heaven knows we've had this conversation on this station. With abortion coming up on the ballot this fall, we've had how many? We've talked about it. Can you talk about somebody else's abortion? Can you say names? Can you do this? Well, you know what? Apparently Britney Spears can. Now, I understand it's a unique situation because she had the abortion, but she's saying, listen, I didn't want to have it. And the only reason I did was because he did not want the baby. So I would guess that she's kind of making him look bad. Now remember, this happened more than 20 years ago. 1997 to 2002. We really don't know when it happened in that time period, but it happened. And, you know, I think about abortion being on the ballot, and I think about this being said. You know, do you think she should have said this? Do you think she just should have, if she wanted to talk about the abortion, should she just have said, listen, I had an abortion, I didn't want to have it, blah, blah, blah. Well, no, she said the man's name, and the man is well known. And she pretty well laid it all at his feet, that he forced her. Well, I don't want, forced is a tough word, that he didn't want the baby, let's put it that way. And that's why she got the abortion, and she really didn't want to get the abortion. Well, I guess that's a tell-all book. Should this have happened? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But I'll tell you what, I bet it'll sell books. I bet, well, hey, you know what? It's front page news on almost all the newspapers this morning. People all around the country know about it now after that story leaked yesterday. I think it's from a People magazine article. People want to know about this stuff. You know what's interesting? People will say, don't talk about stuff like this. And people will say that it's not good to out people. But you know what? They all read it. They all want to know about it. It sells books. It sells magazines. I'm not saying it makes it right, but maybe if we think it's wrong, maybe we shouldn't read it. Maybe we shouldn't buy the book. I don't know. You know, it's kind of funny because yesterday I was talking with somebody, and I don't know the secret here, but I was talking with somebody about a secret that apparently they have. And they just want to keep their secret a secret. And, you know, that's fine. I think it's not good, but, you know, I don't want to say that. I don't even know what the secret is, so I can't say if it's good or bad. But, you know, I think sometimes getting it off your chest no matter who you're getting it off your chest with, is a good thing. And I think maybe that's what Britney Spears felt here. She was getting it off her chest. What happened? Because apparently she's held this in for more than 20 years. So, I don't know. You know, it makes me go back to the idea of, is it okay for me to tell somebody's, I guess, secret? I don't even really know if the, see, here's the thing. I don't know if this stuff is secret or not. You know, if somebody did something 20 years ago, is that really a secret? I'm not the only one who knows about it. I guess I would be a bad person if I'm the only one who says it. I don't know. I don't know that that's true. I mean, if you're doing it to be mean, well, yeah, then that's not right. If your intention is to be mean, well, yeah, I think you should probably not do that. But if your intention is just to get information out, and trust me, information is everywhere at this point. I mean, my goodness, we've got abortion on the ballot. Who would have ever thought abortion would have been on the ballot coming up on November 7th? We have got commercials out the yin-yang talking about abortion because it's on the ballot. We have got people writing books, teen stars from the 2000s era, 90s, writing books talking about abortions they've had. You know, I don't really know that it's all that secret a thing anymore. I mean, clearly, are people going to look down on Britney Spears because they found out that she had an abortion? I don't know. I don't see any of that going on today. I see a lot more judgment toward Justin Timberlake for apparently not wanting the baby. I don't know. It makes me rethink the whole thing and thinks, I think, you know what? I think before the big election coming up in November, that maybe I will finally just say, listen, and not in a mean way, just say, listen, this is somebody I knew. They had an abortion. I certainly don't think it wasn't done maliciously. I don't think they did it just to do it. I think they did it because of a set of circumstances that they were in. And I wasn't around at the time, so it's not like it had anything to do with me. So, I don't know. It's a conflictual thing because apparently everybody vents their life. But this is not part of my life, so I guess that's the difference. It didn't happen to me, and I wasn't around the person when it happened. I just know about it. So, we'll see. You know, I don't know. With this whole Britney Spears story, I think it changes it, oddly enough, because clearly she didn't have a problem saying what happened, even though it's 20 years ago. So I'll think on it, and we'll see where that whole story ends up. And I don't know. Any opinions? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Should she have put this in her book? It's been 20 years. And should she have mentioned that he was the father and that he didn't want the baby? Because really, it seems to me like what she's saying, and I haven't read the book, obviously, but it seems to me like what she's saying is, I wanted the baby, I didn't want to have the abortion, and because he didn't want the baby, I had the abortion. Now, that certainly doesn't make him look very good. Now, did she do this for spite? I just don't know. I look at the Jada Pinkett book, and, you know, if you're Will Smith, you can't be very happy with that book. It's a strange world we live in. It's a strange world. But I will say this. If somebody tells me a secret and says, do not ever tell anybody, I don't tell people. I mean, I've kept a lot of things secret over the years. Because if you want it to be a secret, okay, I understand that. But, you know, I don't know that these things that happened 20 years ago, it's a whole nother thing. But there you go. In any event, that's that story. Any opinions on that or the $200,000 that Marion's been fined? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do we tell too much nowadays? And what is going on in the city of Marion? Nearly $200,000 in fines for not filing health insurance information. All right. Phone lines are open if you want to comment. 740-751-4038. Okay, well, we finally got through our Family Feud category yesterday, so maybe we'll kick up another, something nice and easy this morning. We'll kick up a Family Feud category here. This is kind of a fun one. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. That's a kind of a straight and narrow question. Five answers. Name a place that's filled with people that don't want to be there. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a place that's filled with people that don't want to be there. All right. Go ahead, caller.
A hospital.
Hospital. No hospital on the list.
Oh, what about jail?
Yeah, jail is number one. I think a lot of people don't want to be in jail, that's for sure. Hey, any thoughts on this? Did you see this story on Marion, the $200,000?
No, I hadn't heard that one, but what I think we were fined because of it not being filed back in Landon's day.
Yeah, 2020.
Now that, I don't know why they can't figure out everything that he did wrong, but if you're telling me they ask McGinnis if it has been filed since then, she sure should know. I mean, if they ask her if it was filed since then, since she's been in there, and she says she don't know, I would immediately say, why? Why don't you know? And you better be finding out.
This is
ridiculous.
This is
ridiculous. I just don't, like I said before, after Schertzer's gone, Marion is just going to be a mess. I mean, already.
I don't want to, here's what McGinnis said. I have the quote. What she said, McGinnis said her office filed Form 1095C with the IRS this year, but noted she would have to confirm whether the form was filed in 21 or 22.
Hmm. Okay, so she didn't actually just say flat out that she didn't know.
No,
okay.
No. Well, I guess she knew it was filed this year, but apparently she could not confirm whether it had been filed in 21 or 22. She'd have to check.
Well, then they better be checking it then. They better get all these ducks in a row before our city. What's going to happen if we go bankrupt? What's going to happen?
Well, also, apparently, another point of contention that I didn't bring up earlier was the IRS apparently had, McGinnis had received two separate notices from the IRS about the violation on September 18th and September 25th. One notice informed her of the city's failure to file the form with the IRS in 2020, while the other informed her about the city's failure to furnish the form to the city. But I guess she did not let counsel know until recently that that had happened.
That should have been told to counsel as soon as it was told to her. And why did they wait until 2023 to tell the office something that was 3 years prior?
Well, it's interesting because apparently the council found out at 11:01 a.m. on October 12th, and she got the notices from the IRS on mid-September. The first one came September 18th and September 25th, and city council found out about it 11:01 a.m. on October the 12th.
Almost 2-3 weeks later. Now, everything should be in the open immediately. That's the way I feel about it. All this stuff needs to be on the up and up as soon as there's a discrepancy.
You know what's
peculiar?
Need
to get on it.
they need to get some good account CPAs or justice, whatever they're called. They need to get somebody expert in there and get all of this straightened out instead of dragging it out with whatever that organization is that she keeps talking about. I don't know who they are, why they have them in there, because they apparently they're not getting it straightened out.
Well, and I don't want to get people's ire up this morning, but here's something else people should be aware of. Councilman Jason Schauber, 3rd Ward, told the Marion Star that Deputy Auditor Martin Watts informed him last week that the Auditor's Office has not filed 1095C with the IRS for several years. Schauber said Watts further noted that the city will likely see 3 more letters from the IRS, each asking $196,000 in penalties. That would be nearly $600,000 coming in penalties on top of, so it'd be nearly $1 million.
So how's that going to get paid?
I don't know how much money the city has. I don't know.
Well, they're not going to have, 91 that they're going to start paying the new mayor?
Here's an interesting question. I have a lot of questions about this. If Martin Watts knew about this, Deputy Auditor, why didn't he do something?
Exactly. Why are they all so reluctant to not do their jobs?
Well,
when something's wrong, you try to fix it, or you get somebody who can fix it. I mean, these penalties are going to just keep adding up if they don't get this straightened out. Why aren't they getting? How did this deal about bringing in the state people to get it straightened out?
Well, I think
the experts from the state.
I think, unfortunately, here the milk's already been. If Miranda McGinnis got these notices in September, they did happen under Landon's tenure, so there's nothing she could have done about it. But why did she hold on to the letters? I don't understand that.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, it was not her fault. It became her fault for not bringing it out, though.
Well,
right?
And
you agree with me?
I agree.
It was not her fault. It happened to begin with, but it is her fault now for not bringing it to light and letting it drag on.
I'll say 2 things about this. That she doesn't know if it's been filed. That she knows it's been filed this year, but she doesn't know if it's been filed the last 2 years. I don't think that's a good sign. And number 2, if Martin Watts is right, and the city's going to see 3 additional letters for $196,000, that's close to $800,000 in fines, nearly $1 million to the IRS. And I think that put a little crimp in your budget.
Yeah. What's going to happen to sewers and streets?
I don't know. Apparently they're paying a lawyer trying to get these things forgiven, and $20,000 to the lawyer to get them forgiven.
It's just a snowball. It is just a snowball.
And you know what's interesting? And the interesting thing of it all is nobody has really paid a price for it. Nobody got it, nobody's been charged with anything. Nobody has had to pay any fines except the taxpayers.
That's correct, and that's correct, and they still are not correcting the fact that they don't have to know what they're doing to be in there.
Well,
Landon should never have been in there, and now they did not learn from that mistake. But I guess it all goes back to this mayor and charter thing. I guess they can't. The way that I've heard is that as long as we're under the mayor system, that you can't have qualifications. They can't say you can't be auditor if you don't have, the ability. I mean, what? That is crazy.
Well, here's an interesting thing. I'm just going to take the opposite side of this. Yeah. You're right that a statutory city, as long as we're a statutory city, it says that the auditor, we can't place any qualifications on that positions. But I would say to the voters, if you think the person doesn't have a qualification, don't vote them in.
But they shouldn't even be running if we don't have they run out of people to vote for.
Well, it's
my God. It comes down to civic duty here. Mayor Schertz is the only one that has really cared about the city. He was in there because he cared about the city, which is evidenced, I mean, doing that job for 16 years and one raise and then not even making as much as the average person around. I mean, he cared about the city, the job.
I think it would be very difficult. Now, this is just an opinion here. I think it'd be very difficult to vote whoever wins the mayoral election when that comes up for vote on December 11th, I think it is, to vote that increase in if these fines do indeed come down the path.
Yeah, I hope they don't vote that increase in. But I just hope and pray that the city can get back on track.
Well, hey, I appreciate your opinion. Thank you.
Oh, I have one more opinion, too.
Go ahead.
For you.
Go ahead.
This person that you know that did that and stuff, just keep it to yourself, okay? Well, I mean, just keep it to yourself.
Well, I have all this time.
Unless that person says it's all right, just like this with Brittany and Justin thing. I mean, if she wanted to reveal it, fine, but she shouldn't have brought him into it without discussing it with him first. I mean, it takes two to tango, and it should have been an agreement, you know. But with this one, with you and this person, I just let it be up to that person, please, okay?
Well, you know what? The conclusion I've come to on that is that I found it fascinating. First of all, that she admitted to this, because nobody ever found out. I mean, this has been more than 20 years ago this happened. She admitted to doing it, which a lot of people will look down on her for doing that. And then the fact that she kind of laid it on him, it happened 20 years ago. I thought, my goodness gracious. And I think in my – see, I don't have any anger toward this person, so I know it's not out of spite. But the thing of it is the truth is, much like obviously why this took 20 years to come out, nobody is ever going to talk about it because they are fearful of how people will look down on them. And I think if you do it maliciously just to hurt the person, well, that's wrong, which I'm not sure. Maybe Britney Spears did that. I don't know. But I think at some point, people have to get this stuff out. And I understand it's much better if they admit it. I agree with you 100%. But I don't think they ever are going to admit to it. And I don't want them to be tortured by this for the rest of their life. And I think maybe they are.
But I think that for them, it's better that it is their torture without being ostracized by others. I just let her take care of it herself, okay?
Well, I obviously haven't.
I mean, I don't fault you in thinking that it's all right to talk about it and stuff. I mean, because nowadays, you know, it happens a lot. But in this case, just let this person let it be her secret or problem. Just don't tell about it, okay?
Well, I think most likely, you know, like I said, I haven't said anything for a long time. I mean, I've known about it for a long time, and I thought for a long time that it would come off as spiteful. That's why I did not do it. And it's a very complicated subject, as I've always said, because much like, and I understand it sounds trite when you talk about it, like with this whole City of Marion thing, but, you know, there's all this stuff going that's costing people money,
And clearly people do not want to talk about it. People do not want it out there. And it takes somebody else to go out on a limb and say something. And clearly, I bet if you went to the auditor today, or certainly the former auditor, and said, do you want people talking about that? I think they would say no. So it's always a conflictual thing. I think if you can get to the point where you know it's not out of spite, and I don't even really know that it's a real secret, to be honest with you. I know that nobody said it to me in that way. Nobody said, don't ever talk about this. It was just kind of said. So I don't know.
But still, I would think more of you if you did not say it. I mean, it's completely different with not saying something to the city. I mean, that's completely different than something personal. I mean, something that's wrong and illegal. But this, the other, is just about that person. So just please, I would think more highly of you if you never brought that up again about that person.
Well, I understand that, and I appreciate that that sentiment. Thank you.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. The category is, name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Jail was number one, and there are four others. Does anybody know what they are? 740-751-4038. You know, life is complicated in a lot of different areas. I'll say that. And, you know, I don't know. There is a pension where people just want to tell everything now. And I'm not sure that that's right. I'm not sure that that's something I should be doing. I'm not sure that that's something somebody else should be doing. I really don't know, I guess, is what it all comes down to. I know that apparently there's a lot of stuff going on that people don't know about. And, you know, maybe it'll just come out one day. Not necessarily from me, but maybe it'll come out from somebody else. I think the thing from the city is far more fascinating, if you want to know, than what I'm talking about. You know, I really would wonder where the money from the city is going to come. Four more installments of nearly $200,000. And I think you have to wonder. I mean, obviously, I've talked about this in the past, and I have not said the person's name yet. So that should tell you something about how I feel about that. But here we are. Phone lines are open. 57 minutes past.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book.